Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The World Health Organization has recorded the biggest one-day increase in coronavirus cases, with the Americas responsible for most of the new infections. The rise comes as many countries have started to lift their restrictions, balancing economic concerns with the need to contain the virus. Jessica McCallin reports.
The World Health Organization said that more than 183,000 new coronavirus infections were reported in 24 hours. More than 60% of the new infections were from North and South America, with the United States and Brazil remaining the world's worst affected countries. Experts say the reasons for the rise are complex. Increased testing is leading to more discoveries, but there are concerns that more infections are also taking place as countries ease their lockdowns.
President Trump's re-election team has rejected claims that a social media campaign was able to manipulate a lower-than-expected turnout for Saturday night's rally in the city of Tulsa. The city's fire department said just over 6,000 people attended the rally, but the Trump team said twice as many people were there. The Serbian president Aleksandar Vučić has claimed a landslide victory for his party in Sunday's elections. Early results suggest his centre-right Serbian Progressive Party has won more than 60% of the vote, significantly expanding its dominance in parliament. Here's Guy Deloney.
The next best party, getting somewhere around 10% of the vote, is one of their traditional coalition allies. It looks like they're going to be very, very firmly in power for the next 4 years or so. Some opposition parties said that a free and fair election wasn't going to be possible, therefore they boycotted it. So quite a number of significant opposition parties did not take part. So we are going ahead with a government which has very little in the way of opposition in it, by the looks of it, only three electoral lists passing the threshold of 3% to take part in the next parliament.
Russian media say one of the founding members of the Russian protest group Pussy Riot has been detained. Pyotr Versilov was seized at his Moscow apartment on Sunday morning. No reason for the arrest was given. Iron Skippers has more details.
The media outlet published by Mr. Versilov himself, Mediazona, reported that he had disappeared. But later in the day, Mr. Versilov said he had been questioned about his alleged role in organizing unrest last summer. It is not clear whether he is still in custody. Pyotr Versilov is one of the founders of Pussy Riot, a feminist punk band based in Moscow, which has staged impromptu political performances for almost a decade. Some of its members have spent time in prison for their protests. The group attracted worldwide attention when four members invaded the pitch of the World Cup football final in Moscow in 2018.
World News from the BBC.